Welcome to the Straight From the Source's Mouth podcast. Frank talk about sex and dating.
Hello, everyone. Tamara here. Welcome to the show. Today's guests are Sabrina and Gary from the Love Train Company, and we'll be talking about leaping into love. If you like this episode, be sure to tell your friends about it and rate it as well. Thanks for joining me, Sabrina and Gary.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. And I recently did their program, which we'll be talking about as well. But I just wanted to, as soon as I started, like day one, I think I asked you guys to be on. So yeah, if you want to start with how this whole thing got started, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, so, why don't you go ahead, Sabrina, you start.
I'll start it off. So basically how this whole thing started is I personally took a personal development course. This was back in 2017. It was like a really high performance self-development course. And there were, I would say, 60 people in this program with me. And what I noticed is that the people in the program, they were like very high performing. They were like CEOs. They had very successful businesses. They were very active in their life. And just looking around me, I noticed that I would say half of those people were single. And I was like, you know, first off, nothing wrong with being single, nothing at all wrong with it. But I noticed after meeting them and connecting with them and getting to know all these people that they really didn't want to be single. They actually really wanted a fulfilling relationship and were always stopped. And so it kind of started from there, just kind of my own jumping into personal development, connecting with people in the programs I was with. And then I started interviewing people. I put out a single post on Facebook. I said, you know, I'd love to talk to you about what your relationships are like, whether you're single, married, divorced, widowed. I'd love to get to know what you're dealing with in your relationships. And I'll give you a little drink with a little umbrella in it too, so that we can really connect. And I got so many responses back, and I felt like the next 3 months I was just immersed in conversations about love, dating, and relationships. So that's kind of how it started, and it naturally progressed into a coaching business. Now, you know, that's how it kind of started. And the other place where it started is because I myself had a big triumph in my own love life. You know, I've been married before, so is Gary. I would say I was like a serial monogamist. I went through multiple very long-term relationships with little to no gap in between any of them. And I was always really afraid of dating. I was terrified of being rejected, terrified of getting my heart broken, having to endure that kind of pain and loss. I didn't know how to be alone. So when I left my first husband, I kind of gave myself permission to date. And I call it dating happy. You know, I talk about it in my program, but giving myself permission to meet as many people as possible. And instead of waiting for someone to choose me, I would actually be the one choosing my partner and giving myself the time to explore that. So that's like how Love Train started. Gary, did you want to add anything?
I was on the, you know, I was on the so the sideline of all of this. I was watching this play out like a, you know, like a football game. And I noticed Sabrina was really committed to having people find fulfilling romantic love. And I'm all for it. I've also been married before. I wasn't a very popular kid in high school. I was kind of a nerd. I was into computers before they were cool. And so I after I got divorced, I actually had to train and develop myself in how to date without feeling like an idiot, how to actually put myself out there. And I got a lot more successful at it. And then thankfully I found Sabrina. So throughout this, I'd noticed she had this passion for coaching and a passion for, you know, people finding fulfilling romantic love. So she started the business, and I've been so a supporter and a co-presenter and a co-lead of creating the content. So it's been a very interesting ride, and it really makes for a very fulfilling and rewarding experience seeing people who are battling in their love life or their romantic life come to a point of triumph or a success. And then they find who they're looking for. They either get out of their shell or they get out there and get dating. So we find it really enjoyable. So I'm sort of the person behind the person, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And I because you mentioned your program, I was one of your students for your program, partially research, partially just, you know, for myself. But yeah, and like I said, day one, when we talked earlier, day one, I asked you guys to be on. So yeah, why don't we talk about the program itself and how it works or what you guys do to help people?
Yeah, Gary, do you want to start that?
Yeah, I'll just say 1 minute, then you can go on with it. So we noticed people were struggling with certain aspects of dating. And I'm kind of more of a scientific-minded person. Sabrina's more of an artistic person. And when we get together, it kind of creates a magical energy. It's, I can bring the mechanically, this will work. And she brings the, yes, but does it actually feel enjoyable doing it? Do people like this, or is it just an algorithm? So together we bring that, you know, through how we write our courses. And we noticed a lot of people were struggling in dating. So we did a lot of research. And in her coaching, Sabrina was able to pick out these are the primary top 10 things that really, you know, trap people or get them caught up in, wrapped around the axle and so on. So we wrote those down and said, how do we structure a course that will actually resolve that? So you go ahead from there, Sabrina. You can round out how it worked.
So we designed this course. We actually used to lead our courses in person. And since the pandemic, we've transitioned to leading them online. We're actually really looking forward to going back into person as well. But Leap Into Love is basically a six-week session. We deliver it over Zoom, and we look at all of the barriers that people come up against, rub up against in dating, and just one by one start to peel them back and all the way so that people are left with like feeling really confident and ready to take on their dating life. And I would say the biggest thing that we take on in this program isn't so much tips and tricks and advice and how-tos, but it's more of a mindset shift in how you actually look at dating. Like how you looked at dating previously from your past, like through the lens of how I used to look at dating or how I used to be around dating, to what is possible if I shifted my mindset around dating. What could be possible? What could open up for me if I wasn't so rigid in my view about how it should be? Basically, it's always that should word. We should all over ourselves how dating should be.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I was, as I said, I was in the latest course you guys had, and I saw the transformations you're talking about from start to finish. Do you want to either talk about some of those or some of the main things you teach?
Yeah, one of the biggest pieces I would say in the course is that we actually look at the process of dating. We actually look at from the beginning of dating, from like actually meeting like strangers, if you will, strangers, we call them eligibles, right? Whether that's in the online space to actually like leaping into love, which is getting into a relationship. And what we tend to see is like people really, women especially, really want to like jump the chasm from, you know, meeting someone, connecting with them, and then suddenly they're already starting to picture and wonder what walking down the aisle could look like. You know, how am I going to introduce them to all of my friends? They start getting into like a story about already being in a relationship with that person, right? But and then obviously all the expectations and the disappointments that come with jumping that chasm. So in our program, we actually break down a process of dating, which is like numbers-based, believe it or not. A lot of the women were like shocked to see like actually dating really is a numbers game. And I've never like approached it from this fashion. So what we found is the women, if once they started looking at it like a process and not like, I've got to run and get to this finish line of being in a relationship, they started to relax a bit more and discover that dating is meeting people. It's connecting with people. It's building connection. It's not rushing to this finish line to accomplish something so quickly. I could actually enjoy this process. And, you know, speaking of transformations, we had one woman in our course, she's 74 years old. She, and by the way, she's given me permission to talk about this. So, you know, she's had two marriages, children from both of her marriages. And she said, look, I'm terrified to date. I'm so afraid to make a mistake. I've messed it up so much already, you know, and we got all that stuff managed and dealt with from her past. But she walked out of the course so invigorated and so excited to date. She's already met quite a few guys, and one guy who's really showing up, like, you know, treasuring her, actually cherishing her for who she is. And she's able to allow that in now from the work that we've done. And I would say the process of dating, really looking at that in a different way, was really at the source of her success in that. She's like, I got a whole lease on her love life now, a whole brand new lease on her love life.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. And if she could do it at 70, in her 70s, yep, anyone, any age can do the same. Yeah.
That's
and
right.
So what, and I know you talked about eligibles and numbers. So you want to say more about like how the system works or even how to join the program, both.
I'm going to give the numbers. Gary is actually one of the big architects of the process of dating. So I'm handing that one over to him.
So when we looked at how dating occurs for most people, we noticed there were certain commonalities that started to reveal themselves. And one of them is what Sabrina mentioned, is women tend to want to what we call jump the chasm, which they are on the first date, and if it's going at all well, they're immediately thinking, I wonder what ring he's going to buy me. I wonder, you know, what the wedding will be like. I wonder how our kids will look. And it's like, okay, you've kind of lost the date now. You're in some other world, and you're not with the person. You're with your head and your thoughts. So we started tracking what has to actually happen from the beginning. How many people do you need to have as eligible people you could consider, to downsizing that to, or, you know, shortlisting down to, well, now that I've met them, I'm interested in this person, I'm not interested in that person, to, I actually want to go on a date with this person. And then once you've been on the date, is that a phone call first, and then an in-person meeting? And then there's a period where you may want to meet with them a number of times to get to know them and to do different things together, and so on. So we kind of have, if you look at it from another lens, it would look like the shape of a funnel. You've got to have a lot of people at the top and very few people at the bottom so that you find the one relationship that you're looking for. So that's how we designed the course, and we coach on that. And it's a really revealing conversation, because customers and participants of the course realize that they're jumping the chasm. Or for guys, it's a little bit different. They basically don't want to commit if they can avoid it. It's like, well, if I can sleep with a girl, hey, why not? Or if they're gay or bisexual, you know, if I can sleep with a person, I'm going to go for it. And if I'm interested in the relationship, maybe I'll consider that. So it's a different vibe or different energy for some people versus others. And so we articulate that in a process, and then we actually walk you through it, and we do simulations in the course. We actually get you to simulate certain things that people struggle with. We will simulate. Well, I'll either play the opposite person, or Sabrina will play it. So that's all inside of what we call the date happy path.
Yeah, and that was very helpful. And I remember how eye-opening it was for most of the other women with the numbers thing. And I don't know how I learned that, but a few years ago I started doing it. And I know I shared during the course too that I'm like, yes, this really works. Like, I was, it was total proof. So yeah, definitely a great program.
There's one other point that I'll add. One thing that we discovered is that women tend to, they want to be in a relationship. It's sort of almost genetically programmed to be in a relationship. It does happen with men as well. But when you are in that mode of, okay, I think I've met someone, I don't know if they're right for me, but I'm going to kind of give it a bit of time. They end up waiting for this person to grow into what they're looking for, or become what they're looking for, or reveal the person to be who they want or whatever. And that single, we call the single threading. They singularly focus on one person until the thing completely peters out, or it just becomes so unworkably bad they realize that it isn't going to work. But they're very often finding themselves in a 1.5 years we were kind of just on and offing, or what we call in a situationship, and that wastes an enormous amount of time. So to your point about a numbers game, we encourage people is meet and be meeting like business meeting. And if you were having a business meeting, you can meet 2 or 3 clients a day. You don't have to meet one client a day and then go home and say, I'm done for the day. You can meet, you know, a few people per day. So meet some people in a 3-month period. be able to have a perspective where you compare and contrast what, who makes you happy, who leaves you in a mind space that actually is constructive for you, what would look like a person you'd want to spend a lot of time with. If you only have one person in your life, you start finding reasons to spend time with them. You start excusing red flags or stepping over things that are absolute no-nos. But you're like, well, you know, I want to give the person a shot and we're here and it's been a month already. So that is a like lethal mistake. It's a very, very dangerous mistake. So when we do these simulations, the numbers game and that the sort of the funnel shape really makes a massive difference for women. And for men, they start to realize what it is they want and it makes them more eligible, like they're more willing to be in a relationship because they know what they're looking for.
Yeah, definitely. If you compare and contrast, you know, obviously there's differences with everyone and you know what you like and don't like. And I was going to say back to the, if you stick with just one, especially I talk about attachment styles. If you have an anxious attachment style and you put all your eggs in that basket and you're going to be very anxious about that one person constantly wondering if they're texting, as soon as you have more than one, if they're not texting, another person might be texting you and your anxiety and anxious attachment style can go away. So I like that idea too.
And the other thing that we really focus on in this program and in all of our coaching with our clients is that we approach dating like it's a practice, it's a skill, and it's not one that you necessarily were born with or that you were taught when you were, I don't know, I didn't go to dating school. I don't have a certificate from dating school. You know, I learned whatever I got from my parents, you know, from high school, which is already so many issues with that from high school, you know, and from what we see on TV. And we don't treat dating like we would, like how we go about like our professional careers, where there's sort of like a plan, you know, I have a plan and I'm actually going to practice these skills until I accomplish my goal. We don't treat dating in this way at all. We're kind of waiting for something to happen to us, or we're forcing something to happen without actually giving us a chance to practice. So we really focus on that aspect of practicing something and making lots of mistakes, and that it's not fatal. You can actually recover this, and you can get yourself back out there and attract what it is that you want.
Yeah, for sure. And even if you do make a mistake and you feel like someone got away, you know, you just know to not do that next time, and you know, and work through. Especially if you guys are coaching someone, you can, as you've mentioned, you can get, you know, people out of that old way of looking at things. All right. And then, do you want to talk about like how, I know we can either talk about the next step of, you know, some of the difficulties people have, or we can jump into how to work with you and then talk about that, whichever order you want to go in.
I think one of the big difficulties that people have, and we address it in the course, is actually learning how to let someone go and how to break up with someone. because given what we're saying, it's actually really productive. It actually opens up so many opportunities for you to date more than one person at a time. There's that what we rub up against, or what we come up against in that process, in that journey, when we're dating multiple people, is how to actually let one of those people go that we know isn't working out, right? We obviously come up with like feelings of guilt. We're afraid to upset that person if we tell them we'd like to move on. You know, we're trying to friend zone them, you know, maybe lessen the impact of letting them go by saying we can still be friends. And all of that just ends up confusing everybody. And I've met clients who have kept in contact with their ex-boyfriends, like years and years and years of being in contact with their ex-boyfriends and wondering why they're not able to meet someone new. And it's like, well, you haven't fully closed the door yet on your past. And actually, the door is not completely open for someone new to come in. So we really actually go through a session where we train people in examining how to let go, why you're not letting go, and actually how to let someone go in a way that's graceful and a way that lets them be complete and you be complete, such that you can attract more people into your life. That's like a number one
thing. It's a really fun part of the course that we do. It's in many of our courses, but in the Leap Into Love course, it's a fun part because we do a simulation. You get to break up with me. If you're a woman, you do it with me. Or if you're gay, you could do it with me. If you're a man, you do it with Sabrina. And we simulate a very uncomfortable interaction so that it's something you've seen, you've done, you know. When you actually experience it in the real world, it then is not as confronting. You stop ghosting people. You stop having to, if you see their number calling you, kind of get your stomach gets tight and you get, you know, a cold sweat breaks out. If you know how to break up gracefully and you know, in a diplomatic way that's not hurtful, not harsh, but is honest, it's straight, it's constructive, how it ends the relationship and actually decisively ends the relationship so everyone knows we're all moving on. When you have that kind of freedom, if the person ever calls you, there's no tension. It's not like, I don't really mind. They can call me if they need something, you know, I'll answer the phone, but we're not going to have a relationship, but I won't have a problem with it. So we simulate that. And it's an interesting aspect of coaching is where I get to be someone that the other person hopes they'll never have to meet or never have to be with. I get to be that person for them. So I make it unworkably bad and I put up a fight and I get, you know, give them a hard time and I tell them whatever they don't want to hear, I tell them so that they're trained. We give them a safe space where it's just a simulation, nothing's going to happen and we can all laugh about it and we'll talk it out afterwards. And so it gives them a way to practice that, how to end the relationship, because without ending them, you can't really gracefully start them. You're always worried the ex is going to show up at the mall or you're going to see them by accident with your new partner and it'll all be awkward. And, you know, once you take that out of the space, it gives you a lot more freedom to be in your proper dating life, you know, effectively.
Yeah. And you do mention rather than ghosting. And then you also have another thing you say, rather than do it the way a lot of people do it over a certain medium, like talk about how you think people should break up with others.
Yeah. I mean, it really depends on like how long you've known the person. But what we say in our programs and our courses is that like ghosting is the biggest no-no. because you're that thing that you wouldn't want to happen to you, you're now doing that to someone else and you're putting them back out into the dating world and just like polluting that whole dating environment. So I don't think people do this intentionally. They don't realize it, but by actually breaking up with someone gracefully, you're cleaning up the environment one at a time and just making dating a lot happier and easier for everyone. But we recommend calling them on the phone, you know, someone that you've dated maybe twice, three times. You call them on the phone or you meet them in person. Don't meet anywhere like overly public and be honest and straight about why the relationship should end. Don't add any drama. Listen to that person. Be aware that they might be shocked or upset or disappointed. Maybe they're relieved. Maybe they're glad that you did it because they didn't know how to do it, right? But what it ends up doing is it gives you back your own power. And it's the key in the access to delicious dating, to dating happy, is not only like continuing to date people that you want to attract, but being able to say no and let those other people go. That's what keeps your dating so empowered and juicy, because you're in the driver's seat and you're not at the effect of anything or at the impact of everything. So we actually go through the simulation in the course of how to break up with someone. It's very powerful.
There is also one other aspect I'll add just to complete on this particular topic. You know, this course is for leaping into love. That's why the name Leap Into Love is named accordingly. It's not a hookup course. So it's not how do I just get laid or how do I get out there and, you know, have more sex and stuff like that. Now there are ways you can train and develop yourself to do that, but it's actually quite an interesting thing. What sometimes happens, or what we encounter with some of our clients, is that the men will pretend to be looking for a relationship, but actually they just want to have sex. And then once the sex is done, they're like, okay, it's not working for me. I'm moving on, you know. Or maybe it's I'll be lukewarm so that if I've got nothing else on the go and I want to text you, we can kind of keep it, you know, fun and friendly. And there's nothing wrong with that. We don't, there's no issue with that. And what we clarify for people is being clear about your objective or being clear about your goal. And there's actually there's a freedom that comes from that. There's a power that comes from, if you're not looking for a relationship, being straight, saying, I'm not looking for a long-term relationship. At least that's not my goal. So if you share that, it doesn't actually limit your chances of having sex with a person. It doesn't limit, you know, what you're trying to do necessarily. Because trying to fake your way into, well, I'll say I'm looking for a relationship just until we can sleep together, and then suddenly I will lose the willingness to be in a relationship. You know, that becomes in what we call inauthentic. That's, you're saying one thing, but you're actually doing another. That isn't a powerful way in our mind, in our way of approaching love and relationships. That isn't a powerful way. That's a sneaky way of doing what you're trying to do. And most people, men, and speaking as a man, and I've done this, most people who grew up with, you know, I wasn't popular, I wasn't effective at finding girlfriends or having sex, I thought that was the only way I could get, you know, to have sex. I had to be sneaky about it. So I ended up realizing there is actually another way. I can actually be quite confident about, no, I'm not interested. I do want to have a good time, and I'm not going to be in a relationship with you. And if that's a problem, then it's a problem. Like no problem in my mind. Then if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. But I knew how to attract someone. And if it was just for a physical interaction, great. If it was for a relationship, that was fine. So we clarify that so that it's not a sneaky, the men just want sex and they don't really want to be in a relationship, even though they said they do. And then I get pissed off. And, you know, we clear a lot of the tension and anxiety and drama that associates with all of this so that dating happy, as the name implies, the date happy path, it's the name we're trademarking our little process that we've created. It's to ensure you actually are enjoying what you're doing. Like imagine a dating life and a dating relationship that you enjoy, you know, doing it, rather than people are hating dating, they're just having to do it as a means to an end to get to a relationship. So we're quite excited that that's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, you know, for research for podcasting, of course, and everyone's hating it. So, I mean, this method obviously works and you've had great success with your clients. So how about you share people can find you and join the program and all the stuff about it?
Yes. So Love Train Company is on Instagram and on Facebook. That is our handle at Love Train Company. We post all of our content there, our interviews, our reels. And currently, we are launching the new summer edition of Leap Into Love. It is happening on June 14th for 6 consecutive weeks. It completes on July 19th. And it's on Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite and you look up Love Train Company and Leap Into Love, you'll find our course there. And we'll also... Tamara will leave you the link so you can put it in the podcast as well.
Okay. And then you also mentioned, I'm going to move this earlier in the series, but if you want to mention your fall program too, I know you have one of those as well.
We're developing a relationship course because we're so confident in what we're doing and Leap Into Love, and people are already having massive results so early. That we want to prepare people for what it looks like to be in a committed romantic relationship with someone, with going through a relationship program or a relationship course. We're going to look at things like how to argue successfully or fight in a relationship, how to make up with someone. You know, we're going to look at things like love languages. I know that it's a popular thing, but it's so necessary to understand how your partner expects and wants to receive love. And we're going to really explore, why do you want a relationship? Why is it that a relationship is important and valuable to you? Those are some of the things that we're exploring in the relationship course. And it's really a course to really deal with communication, because we think that that is central to having a healthy, romantic, fulfilling relationship. And we'll do all the things like we did the simulations, the practicing. And it's for it. This course is really for anyone who is in a relationship or wants to be in one. It's like the relationship school that you never got to have growing up. That's what we're creating. And we're launching it in the fall time, September, October timeframe.
Yeah, we're super excited about the relationship course. Sabrina mentioned it right at the beginning of this podcast, is we're not given a handbook or a manual about how to be in any relationship or how to date. We kind of watch either our parents, our siblings, movies, we read a book, maybe we, you know, watch a play, you see Romeo and Juliet and you think that's what I wanted to look like for me. Or, you know, relationships don't come with a manual. They're not one of the things you get when you're born. So we found that it's just necessary to sometimes create how an effective relationship can be, you know, it is, as I say, created. It's not a given. You don't get one automatically just because you like the person. Liking them, loving them is not enough to have a happy relationship. And so that's why many people who love each other end up getting divorced. It's not because they don't love each other, but love is not sufficient to have the relationship work. And it's necessary, but not sufficient. And so what we've created are all of the other elements of, you know, sometimes it's not going to be a fairy tale. And we've done a very unusual thing as a society. We've raised our children on Disney movies, on, you know, these fairy tales that we tell little children when they're young. We sit them on our knee or we read them bedtime stories about how a prince is going to come along on a big white horse and sweep you off your feet, and then you will live happily ever after. That, in our mind, that is the biggest con job we have ever sold our kids. Before they even get a chance to realize what's happened, they've already been sold a bill of goods. It's never going to go that way. There's going to be illnesses. There's going to be bad job days. There's going to be horrible bosses. There's going to be, you know, difficulties with pregnancy. There's going to be terminal challenges in your life. It's really not a fairy tale when you're living life. So equipping everyone and arming everyone with what you need to be effective in a relationship, to navigate difficult times and make sure that your love isn't, you know, diminished as a result of something you're dealing with. We think that's necessary. And, you know, we all know the stats, more than 50% of marriages end in divorce. And so both Sabrina and I have been divorced. We've been through that. I've paid the freight, bought the t-shirt, got the musical, your soundtrack and everything. So we're very excited about the relationship course. And the simulations as well, they are very helpful if people are in a relationship and struggling, because it allows you to ventilate something, not with the other person. It doesn't end up in an eruption with you and your partner, but you can ventilate things that you're dealing with in your relationship. And we think, most importantly, it's almost like more important if you're dating to do the relationship course. And I remember something my father once told me is when I was in the Scouts, the Cubs when I was young. I was in the Cubs program, and basically they were teaching us how to make a fire. And you needed to know how to make a fire when you were out camping or something like that. And they told us, tomorrow you're going to learn how to make a fire. And my dad was talking to me and he said, do you think you should learn how to make a fire or put one out first? So I was like, well, you've got to make one first. You can't put it out first. And he said, maybe, but maybe you didn't start the fire. Maybe you have to learn how to put something out before you learn how to start it. Or if you do start it, by the time you've learned how to start it, you can't put it out. So I realized you actually need to know how to be in the relationship before you start dating. Otherwise, you're like a dog chasing a car. What are you going to do when you're in the relationship? You've now dated successfully. You've got the relationship. And now what do you do? It's like, this is hard, and the person's being really weird, and I'm having a bad hair day, and, you know, it's all going wrong, and what do I do now? So we almost suggest maybe do the relationship course so that you know what you're going to do. Like being a pilot, you know, how do I get to cruising altitude? Well, you kind of need to know how to fly before you learn the takeoff. Just learn how to fly straight, and then we'll teach you takeoffs, you know, be in a simulator flying level, that kind of approach. So we're very pleased that it's making a difference for people. We've done this in one-on-one coaching. We refine a lot of our courses in individual sessions before we go into a group session. And that way it keeps it safe for everyone and enjoyable. So that's what's coming up in the fall.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I love everything you just said. And I've said the same thing about fairy tales. We are just, you know, setting up generations to be disappointed. So especially women, because Disney World, you know, kids go to Disney World. I'll just say that. Kids go to Disney World. They cry when they see the princesses, you know, and they just, it's so ingrained. And like you said, knowing how to be in a relationship, if you date successfully and get one, and then you don't know what the heck you're doing when you get there, it's just going to go bad. But yeah, thank you very much. Any parting words you want to say? I mean, that pretty much sums it up, you know, what you just said. So if you want to each share like a little bit, Sabrina, go ahead.
Yeah. What I want to say is, what we do and our programs and really everything that we teach is to show you that it is possible for you especially if you think it's not. If you're someone that thinks that love is not available to you, it's available to other people. I had my chance. I'm too old. I'm past my prime. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm too afraid. Those are all completely normal spaces to be in. And you can actually accomplish and be in a committed, fulfilling relationship. It is possible for you.
Ultimately, we notice what people are dealing with. And one of the things we see that we're so proud of and why the Love Train company exists is because nobody gives you a space to actually ask, am I doing something wrong in this respect? Or most people just ask their friends over a beer or over a drink, or when they're, you know, crying into their hands, they exasperate to try and find out why something's not working. And we create a really safe space. We genuinely want you to be in a relationship. We're not just slinging courses because we can. We want people to be happily, you know, in a relationship. It's amazing when you get it and you have it and it's working. It's fantastic. So that's what we're committed to. And so providing a safe space, you can ask any question. You can ask a one-on-one coaching to take a question offline with either me or Sabrina. And you can meet some of our previous participants, because after we've been doing this now about 3 or 4 or 5 years almost. And we've started to have customers and participants who were really early in our courses are now in relationships. They're getting married. They're having their, you know, their weddings are being planned and so on. So that's really exciting for us. But it comes from that safe space that we create. We don't charge enormous amounts of money for the courses. We want people to actually find fulfilling romantic love. And we allow for anything you're not sure about. Everyone, I know for me at least, I always thought there's probably something wrong with me. And I don't really want to say that to anyone, but I think there might be something wrong with me because I'm not getting nearly enough girls for what I think I should be getting. So we give that space to ask any questions, say anything you need, go through the simulations. You come out confident, empowered, actually seeing possibility. This is possible. I'm going to get this done. It's going to be amazing. And that for us is why we do this. It's a wonderful, benevolent gift we do as a husband and a wife. We do it together. So we love that that aspect of why Love Train Company exists.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much for being on. And I am testament that it definitely works. I saw everyone's progress and yeah, like the woman you mentioned early on, that, you know, she's kind of hung up on exes as far as I remember. So, all right. Thank you again. It was awesome. If you love this episode, be sure to tell your friends about it, rate it, and follow Love Train Company on all the social media as well. All right. Thanks again.
Frank Talk! Frank Talk! Sex and Dating Educates!